Welcome to The Ether. Today is Wednesday, March 30th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by GlowYield. GlowYield is the ecosystem of Terra decentralized apps like Lotto and Creators, all powered by DeFi Yields. Glow Creators helps artists and influencers give their fans exclusive perks through membership, NFTs, and more. Glow Lotto is a PrizeLink savings account with a weekly chance to win the big jackpot. Tickets are free and perpetual, which means there's zero chance to lose money. Be sure to follow GlowYield on Twitter and join the Discord community to stay up to date with all the glowing projects and check them out online at glowyield.com. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the Minerva torch sale and roadmap updates. I got about the last 30 minutes of it here for you. Let's take a listen.
And whatever else, but I can't say that I've actually really played with them. And if they're, you know, more difficult than a simple web page, you know, then I think my boomer friends will probably not necessarily go there. So just, you know, the demographics define the wine marketplace in a very material fashion, less so distilled spirits, obviously.
Yeah, no, I agree completely. Yeah. And something more akin to, you know, a Vino taste profile page or something like that within the Minerva website makes sense alongside metaverse aspirations, I think. Yeah, it's certainly something that would be really nice to integrate once we get phase one up and running, which is very shortly. Yeah, are there any other sort of questions or comments? I'm conscious there's a few guys here. There might have a couple. Don't know. Okay. I guess I don't know in terms of leak any more alpha, but in terms of winemakers, as Santi says, we're going to drop a couple of names next week. And then we'll finish sort of with our phase one approach. I guess the other thing, so we'll have six winemakers sort of ready for you before we start phase one. And it'd be a relatively small first phase. We're looking at something between 50 and 100 cases per winemaker. And that's the first tangible asset on Terra as far as we're concerned, unless there's a project we're missing, and do let us know, because I've been saying that a lot recently and I don't want to be wrong. Yeah. I think it's a really exciting space, and I think it's where NFT technology is going. You know, it's we're certainly moving to a stage where the utility goes beyond ownership of artwork and the concept of ownership towards that physical link. And it's really exciting to see where that space goes, both in terms of a capability and a compliance side, certainly. And then, guys, anyone from the team want to add anything there or any comments or questions?
Yeah. Well, I can maybe drop some more alpha. I mean, I think we have not mentioned this publicly, but while we have our like classic website pretty much ready right now, without, of course, the wine store, we're also developing a advanced crypto page that's going to be more crypto facing, and there's also going to be secondary market and staking and LPing, and the guys that are actually doing that are the same that did the website for Astroport, for Prism, for White Whale, and one other big protocol I just now forgot. But I think that's some kind of alpha that's worth to be appreciated, and I'm pretty excited about that as well.
Yeah, some big names there. And I'm really excited to see, you know, that Torch utility when it comes to staking and LP and the dynamic side of things there. I think I'm looking forward to seeing that come off the ground and move forward.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely. I was going to say something. I can't remember what I was going to add there. I didn't mean to jump in. Sorry. Any other comments, guys, while I try and remember what I was saying?
Yeah, guys, I guess something that I wanted to add as well is kind of like, I guess most of us here are lunatics, or maybe all of us are lunatics, and in the sense that we're kind of like increasing the utility of UST as well and bringing it off-chain. Like, when our platform picks up, really, it's going to be amazing. If people start bringing USD into the Terra ecosystem, and then we are translating that USD into different yield optimizing platforms within the ecosystem, it's not only good for us, it's also good for the entire ecosystem. And a bit unrelated to that as well, it was interesting what Marty said earlier about kind of like the markets that are currently buying wine and the demographics buying wine. It's going to be interesting because we live in a changing world where kind of like consumer preferences are changing rapidly, and in a way we're exposing wine to a whole new market. We're allowing all these kind of like new wineries to sell to a completely different market and maybe even get them into wine. So I think when Minerva gets big enough, we might actually be able to influence that in itself. I know I'm like kind of like dreaming a little bit big here, but I think it's something worth mentioning for the future. Anyway, my two cents there.
No, completely. Yeah, it's you know, we're definitely shifting that market appeal and bringing wine. I think that whole like the exciting side of wine, new flavors and new tastes, is something that definitely appeals to a younger demographic increasingly. And bringing it on chain is definitely a way to bring it directly. One thing I'm really like, you know, so the announcement just pinged up on the Outlook chat that we're about, I think we're 68-70% of the way there in terms of Torch funding, which is good. We got just over 12-13 hours to go, so I'm fairly confident we'll get there. But what is great to see is that we've got so many people committed to that seed round funding. Like, this is a long-term project. Our team are going nowhere, and we're certainly here to make a profound impact on the wine industry. You know, we're not naive enough to say we're going to change it irrevocably, but irrevocably, is that a word? Irreplaceably or whatever. But we want to make an impact, and what's really nice to see is that the guys from Outlook who are investing sort of recognize that long-term ambition and want to be there alongside us in that build phase. Yeah, it's cool. Sigma, do you want to jump up and talk token at all? I've just got to see that you've... So Sigma, without wanting to be too complimentary, he designed the vast majority of our token plan, if not all of it. And he's sort of given a lot of utility to Torch in the first place. I don't know if he's able to talk at the moment or not, but if you can, request when you get a sec, mate. For the guys who are here, what do you think the secondary market for Minerva NFTs are going to look like?
I think it's going to be pretty dynamic. Like, every time after users claim their yield, price is going to change. Every time it inches closer to the actual delivery, prices can change. And obviously, it should go up as it gets closer to delivery. But at the same time, there's less yield. So I think it's going to be a really interesting dynamic to observe, especially when we get to like collateralization of wine and all that. I think that's going to create some interesting price changes and charts, whatever, yeah.
There's definitely a lot of opportunity there, isn't there? If you're savvy enough, I think. But I said, yeah. Go on, speak to savvy Sigma. What would you say, mate?
No, I'm just like glad, like, get a chance to join the AMA you know, after like such a long time.
Yeah, like, you're awake.
Yeah, it feels like I always feel FOMO the next day when I wake up. Yeah, it's 3 a.m. here. So have you guys given out like much alpha already, or?
I think to be honest, we've not so much. No.
Okay. What have you said so far? Like, I just joined.
I gave a brief overview of Torch Utility at the start, which I'm sure you could reinforce or add to. We've given a little bit. You know, they know that people here know that there's winemakers being announced next week. We didn't talk about any big partnerships or anything like that. We haven't talked about advisors. We haven't talked about Andromeda and everything that's going on there. Okay. So yeah, I think we've remained fairly tight-lipped. Yeah.
And do you want it to remain that way?
it's up to you. You know, this is I don't know. Do we trust this crowd? I think we do. Yeah. Whatever you want to say, go for it.
Yeah, I think for us, as we've sort of onboarded new advisors, I'm really pleased with the ones that we have so far. The three guys that you've quote unquote recruited, they really are quite knowledgeable in terms of the actual wine industry, what's available, the business models there. I think for us, prior to this Minerva Seeds, or like we call it internally, Minerva V2, right? Behind the genesis of that was really a few key data points that, at least to me personally, really piqued my interest in terms of like what Smite alluded to, what is the sort of capital appreciation that one can expect buying wine at a discount 2-3 years out. How does that fare versus other sort of index instruments like S&P 500 or crypto index 500? I think what many people are not aware of yet, due to like lack of that exposure, right, is really what is out there as an investment return for such opportunities. So personally, yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. And for me, in terms of Torch Utility, like Minerva V1 was all about having that backed model for Torch, making sure that each Torch is only issued whenever there is equivalent UST going into the reserve, right? So personally, I'm excited about how else can we capture value in this new V2 model? How can we transfer or accrue some of that capital gains that you see from that wine itself? How can we transfer some of that into the token? So yeah, these are some things that I'm pretty excited about. I'm not sure if it's safe enough to say what exactly these returns are over like a 2-3 year period, but yeah, it should be, I think it should be a pleasant surprise. Yeah,
completely. It's sort of a different way of working things and a different model for wine sales completely. But the success of Minerva is, and the success of your team, you know, no pressure here, but it's going to be on the point of delivery, the rebate that buyers will get. If they pay $200 for a case of six bottles of wine, when, you know, they get that pleasant surprise, not only have they had the experience for 2 years and had, you know, the constant or the regular communication with the winemaker, but when they actually get the six bottles on their doorstep, it's accompanied by a deposit in their Terra wallet of a certain amount of UST, and you know, we're confident it'll be, well, I won't say how much, but it'll be substantial. It won't be a small amount, we think. So yeah, it makes buying wine more of an experience and certainly far more affordable than it would be if you were to buy it in a conventional marketplace. And we think that market is captivating enough and exciting enough to really take off. Yeah, but it's such a cliche, but it's such early days, I think, for this as a project and for this as a concept. We think it is going to go big and go broad, and the fact that we're offering seed round price within this Atlow sale is something that I've not seen elsewhere anywhere. Again, correct me, please do like jump up and tell me if I'm talking nonsense, but I feel like it's the first time the community have been offered the exact same terms as VCs. And given the scope of our ambitions, I think anyone who does put their UST where their mouth is, you know, in the next 12 hours is going to be paid off handsomely for that trust and confidence. anything you guys want to add there? I'll stop hogging the mic. Go for it, guys.
Damn, GC, sounding a little bit like Charles Hoskinson there.
It's not empty promises, I promise, man. It's a real project.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, just a joke to any of the Cardano guys out there. Sorry for the loss, right? I think bring it back to what GC mentioned. Usually in crypto, we sort of see only project founders or protocols attempting to solve DeFi native problems, correct? So whether that be in terms of yield or money markets or liquidity or anything you can think of, it's usually just pure financial DeFi native products, right? The thing is, with Minerva, we're attempting to solve like real world problems, right? So some people call it problems, some people like me would call it opportunities, right? So what that means is that there are like systemic issues that have plagued, if I can use that word, the wine industry in the real world, right? As Santi can speak to later, there are like four or five middlemen in the supply chain who each are taking like a certain premium or cut of the actual value of the wine. All of these are sources of returns. There is like a significant regulatory restriction that's going on. So these are all systemic issues that a protocol like Minerva intends to solve. And what comforts me is that these are quite possibly sustainable sources of competitive advantage, right? Because it's not like a DeFi protocol where whenever you solve a problem, someone will just copy your solution, right? We are attempting to solve a problem that has been around for like Jesus, like 40, 50 years, right? So solving such a problem can lead to a solution which is not as easily forkable. And what that means is it should, if done correctly, deliver enough value to the people who have helped to solve the problem, which is all of you guys and the token holders.
Yeah, huge. I agree. Huge benefit. It's not a copy and paste job at all. You know, there's a couple of other wine NFT platforms out there, but no one doing what we're doing at all. Some are doing tokenized investment grade stuff. Some are doing. There's a lot who want to sell loads of NFTs, take the money, and build a vineyard. There's three or four models at least like that. But no one's doing what we're doing out in this space at all, and I can say that with some confidence. Hudson, I don't know if you wanted to say anything, mate.
No, I was just wondering if anyone knew how or when US members or just customers would be able to get a hold of Torch.
Yeah, it's a good question. I guess Sigma Smart probably best place for that. I'll leave it to you guys. Go on.
Yeah, so after this phase of sales, we'll have a something called an FLA, Fair Launch Auction. So you may have seen that with White Whale, Halo. It's pretty much the same shit. So yeah, that should not be or not have any KYC restrictions. So anyone should be able to participate in that. In terms of timeline for that, so how we're thinking about it is, we ideally we want the token launch, or rather the token TGE, as we like to call it, going live or trading when the platform sales have already gone live, right? We don't want to be like one of those.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, so my question is that suppose I'm minting an NFT, I'm having a bottle case, okay? So it's like an asset for me, like a equity. But my question is that, suppose if I need money at certain level, I have to redeem that NFT. I can't sell that on marketplace because the floor price isn't fixed according to that timeline. I hope you can understand what I want to say. Suppose I am minting an NFT right now and I want to sell that NFT after 5 years. But there is no certain criteria to judge the floor price of that NFT at that moment.
So I'll jump in. I'm conscious that Hudson's question is not completely answered there. So let's come back to that in a second, if that's all right. I think if anything, first of all, there's nothing stopping you selling it on the secondary market, and the yield accompanying that would move with the sale. But if anything, I think Minerva NFTs are going to have a far firmer floor price than other NFT markets. You know, if a Galactic Punk wants to, even if it's the, you know, the blue chip for Terra, it's, if it wants to sink below 20 Luna or whatever, nothing's stopping it. But if we understand as a community that case of wine costs $200 and that's listed on the website, then I think someone would have to be a very irresponsible buyer to buy it for less than 200. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see the dynamics at play, but effectively I think a secondary market with a fairly firm floor price is going to be part and parcel of what we do. I think as you get closer to delivery date, the dynamics will change. But yeah, there's, to answer your question, nothing stopping you selling it, and firm floor price, we believe.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Thank you.
No, not at all. Sorry, go on, Sigma.
Nah, thanks for that, JC. Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Yeah, the concept of floor price only applies when you don't have an underlying asset or value that backs the NFT, right? Which in our case, there is. So yeah, that should form a reasonable floor price, which should bring in arbitrage and market participants. So to go back to Hudson's question, yeah, we intend the TGE to be token trading, like I like to call it, because, you know, little nomenclature and stuff like that. We intend for that to be after the phase one sales. So phase one sales refers to actual platform wine being sold, because if you recall, when wine is sold, our torch holders get rewards, right? So we want it such that when the token goes live for trading, people are already able to claim these rewards. So that's the timeline that we're looking at. And if I'm not wrong, JC can correct me, that should be about somewhere in May. So that if that's the live trading time that we're looking at, then of course the FDA should be sometime before that. And basically between now and May, that's when we plan our FDA to be. For us, we are not too bothered about, you know, having to rush out the token and, you know, having it being tradable as fast as possible, right? Because ultimately, at the end of the day, we want the token to have some sort of utility when it launches or before it launches. You know, we don't want to just supply liquidity for the sake of it. So that's the principle that we really have in mind. So you will see that being reflected in the timeline itself.
Yeah, we want to release the token from a place of having a secure phase one sale, a secure and successful phase one sale. You know, as that vote of confidence. And added utility, as you say. But yeah, I think that timeline sounds about right.
Understood. Thank you very much, guys. Congratulations on the launch of the TGE.
Thanks, man. Really appreciate it.
I just want to jump in to say something else before I leave, because I have to leave now. I have a meeting with a promising winery. Let's see how that goes. But I wanted to say something related to the secondary market. I think I can imagine DeFi degens coming out here, buying wine at good prices, I mean, with big value, good wines, and then, I don't know, getting the yield out of their NFT, and then probably not claiming the NFT 2 years afterwards. So maybe there's going to be retailers, wine retailers, jumping in, buying wine at a good price, and then selling it in the real world, you know? So we are going to recall that we are going to have good wine, good quality wine, and there's a market for this, you know? Here in the DeFi, the crypto world, it seems like everything is trivial. But now we are talking about real life wine, good wine. So probably there's going to be demand out of this world. So in case you want to buy wine right at the time the wine is entering the barrel, you get the NFT there. Then you wait for 2 years, 3 years. The NFT goes up in value, you get yield out of it. And if you don't want to claim the delivery, or you are in an area that is not that you cannot ask for delivery, maybe there's going to be another market player over there taking that NFT in order to claim the wine. This is brand new, you know. We are, I think we are doing something that hasn't been done before. So the dynamics are coming, and we can imagine how it's going to play, but we need to live it, you know, in order to know how everything's going to play out. I think there's going to be a lot of interest among different market participants. So let's see how that goes. Okay, so guys, I need to leave now. It was a pleasure talking to you, and I leave you with the other guys.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Santi. Yeah, just to echo that, I think it is a really exciting concept. The idea of what, you know, we're obviously we're a direct to consumer market, so we're skipping out a lot of the conventional middlemen in order to get wine directly to you as customers. And I imagine if, you know, when we move past our MVP and we go into phase two and three, I imagine that there will be a role that those middlemen will want to play in this new system. And as Santi says, it may be that distributors want to buy cases back as an inflationary hedge a couple of years later from NFT holders. And that sort of side is, yeah, it's exciting to see where Minerva might go on like an industry level. Yeah. I don't know if anyone else has thoughts on that, but unknown space, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I find it pretty exciting, right? I almost treat that market, which Santi just described, as like the tertiary market, right? If you have the sales that's going on direct from the producer in year zero, then that will be the primary market. Basically, you guys buying straight over the counter from us. And then the secondary marketplaces, things like Random Earth or all of the other in-house marketplaces that we'll have, that will be the secondary marketplace. And then there's a tertiary marketplace which really comes into effect when you want to sell that wine into the real world, right? So it no longer becomes like some sort of a fictional concept that everyone just paper trades around. So what that means is that this tertiary market can be a really good source of liquidity, right? Going back to what I said, don't judge me's point about floor price and all of that, right? If you're able to sell that into the real world, that means that there is an underlying value there, right? You know, and for providing access to this tertiary market, that would require us to build out a significant delivery and distribution network, right? Like AC mentioned, all of these middlemen who used to be part of the industry before, what they'll now do is they want to be part of this network, right? Because previously, if they had to go through four or five people, now they can just come straight to us, right? And for reference, like just as a data figure that I have on hand, like when a wine goes from producer all the way to retail, it's already up like 2.5x, right? So each of the like different pieces of this 2.2 to 2.5x, it's all returns that the middleman capture, right? So what happens when you strip out all of these middlemen? Who gets to enjoy those returns? Where will those returns go? Can it be redirected to torch holders? Can we assure the source of these returns by providing a tertiary marketplace? What sort of value capture can come into play when you provide this tertiary marketplace? You know, having a DAO with members all over the world, distributors all over the world, offering that option to sort of degen apes who just want to ape into wine with no intention of taking physical custody of it. So there's a lot of interesting conversations and thoughts to be had there. But I also do think that there will be moving forward, perhaps not in phase one or phase two or phase three, but as the phases of sales get bigger, I do think that there'll definitely be some sort of a speculative buying or alternative investors coming in who merely want to buy the NFTs with no intention of taking delivery for it at all. And these guys can automatically just use the tertiary marketplace if they wish to. And yeah, we can monetize that in some way.
Yeah, completely. And I think I really enjoyed your rhetorical questions there, mate. It felt quite Shakespearean. The English student in me loved it.
3 a.m. thoughts, man. 3 a.m.
Yeah, and directing that back to torch holders is clearly going to be both feasible and a priority for us. You know, we're lucky that we're dealing with an asset that does have a relative expiration date. You know, certain certain of these wines aren't going to last decades effectively, but there's no rush. So yeah, having that tertiary market is, yeah, I think a really useful step that we're going to take. Yeah. Guys, conscious of time, it's been almost an hour. Is there any questions or comments just before we wrap up? Feel free to jump in if you did want.
Yeah, I just want to say real quick that, you know, like kind of like working within the DAO sometimes is very easy to forget kind of like the long-term view that we're having, you know, and everything just Sigma said about, you know, the kind of like tertiary market and, you know, the NFTs that, you know, will be able to be sold on the secondary market. It's just so exciting. I just become a bit short-sighted. So I think we should do this more often, actually. It's great.
I agree, man. Yeah, completely. Thanks, Sigma. Cool. Yeah, if there's no other questions, I know, you know, Smite and Gray and anyone else, you guys got comments to jump in. But if not, we'll wrap it. I guess my closing statement is if you haven't participated in the sale yet, make sure you do, and please spread the word. You know, we've got, I think, just over 12 hours now, but as Smite's well aware, my ability to work out international clocks is poor at best. But yeah, guys, get on it and please spread them another word. We want to comfortably make that sale target. So yeah, share the love, please. Cool. Thanks for jumping on, and thanks for everyone from the team who was here as well. Really enjoyable, guys. Cheers.
Bye bye.
Thanks all.
Good night, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the last 30 minutes or so of the Minerva Torch sale and roadmap update space, recorded on Wednesday, March 30th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Take advantage of their Terra Luna Intel report on Telegram, which brings you the hottest news and updates on all things Terra each and every day. Find it using the link in the show notes. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Check both belts, yo, we're locked and loaded. Coming through to test, y'all works of oldies. Like the motherfucking past ain't relevant. Selling these cats on the same old developments. Folks hacked into the housing projects. Never even known what it's like to prosper. Fuck that, y'all, I thought this was America. Marinating in the raw bold is our character. The fight that's ahead, shit, it won't be easy. It's like the MPP got people greedy. That's the narrative of perpetual progression. And it's civilization's darkest lesson. Don't take it from me, look the fuck around. And know what to look for before it goes down. Know what you're good for when they come to your town. Cross that threshold and get drunk the fuck out.
Check out the tech. Check out the tech. Check out the technique. Check out the tech. Check out the tech. Check out the technique. Check out the rhythm. Check out the tech. Check out the technique. Check out the tech. Check out the tech, out the technique.
You better farm your land or it'll get farmed for you. Big farmer farming hemp that breeds loyal. It's all in these documents I bring forward. The nobles are obviously in league with big oil. When we release the lease on these resources, we'll need, of course, a briefcase and three sorcerers. Complete with Greek sources and people to pull the trigger when I give these orders. Struggling a while with these disorders. Chaotic neutral, but still wishing he was in orbit. Stonks only go up when did this shit become do or die? Viva Elon Musk will be my battle cry. I mean, somebody's gotta lead the autists into battle when we finally defeat the bosses. Level up shit and shift the wealth and make sure you keep a little bit for yourself.
Check out the tech. Check out the tech. Check out the technique. Check out the tech. Check out the tech. Check out the technique. Check out the rhythm. Tech rhythm. Check out the tech. Check out the technique. check out the technique.
Channel Spaces.